Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe O, Sammy P with you on a Monday morning. And every Monday, Jason LaConfora, kind enough to drop by and discuss everything that occurred on Sunday in the NFL. If you bet overs, you cashed a lot of tickets. Certainly, they go 10-2 yesterday, 11-2. On the week, but we're talking about the high leverage games, and there were a handful of them. Jason, we've got to start off with the Ravens, the team that you cover on a regular basis. We're chatting during the break. You said during the offseason they were plus 450 to miss the playoffs. I just took a look, and some books that have reposted that number have it at minus 215, a minus 215 favorite for the Ravens to miss the playoff, and maybe that number's a little short.
Yeah, I think it is. Look, I thought they'd find a way to be a point better, 2 points better, maybe 3 points better than a horribly flawed Steelers team at home. But I thought they'd get their pants pulled down on national TV Thanksgiving night. We cashed a lot of tickets on that one. Perfect night, actually, I want to bet. And I jumped Bengals plus 130 on the money line over the weekend for the upcoming rematch game in Cincinnati, where I think the Ravens are going to get spanked even more. Like, it wouldn't shock me if Burrow threw 5 touchdowns in that game. He's got nothing to lose. He's going to let it all hang out. And it's a fraudulent defense. There are 115 NFL players who have registered at least 3 sacks for their team this season. None of them are employed by the Baltimore Ravens. It is a joke pass rush. It is a fraudulent defense. When they face quarterbacks this year who've won a playoff game, they are 0-6. 15 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, 68% completions, 110 quarterback rating. When they face Justin Fields and Tyrod Taylor and Joe Flacco and Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel, when they face the other guys, they're undefeated, opposing quarterback rating of 64. But guess what? Go look at their schedule. It's pretty much filled with guys who have won playoff games, or guys like Drake May, the odds-on favorite to win the MVP, who probably will win a playoff game pretty soon. And they also are broken on offense. So, look, my biggest regret of the weekend is the Joe Burrow pick six, because I love Cincinnati plus 850 to make the playoffs. And they were about one play away from winning that game in Buffalo. And had that happen, I'd be really excited right now. But I did love Colts plus 240 to miss the playoffs. Try finding that now. And that was Sunday morning.
Yeah. It's so sad to see the Chiefs minus 700 to miss the playoffs, isn't it? So sad.
Oh, it breaks my heart. Breaks my heart. Everything comes to an end. And this is coming to an inglorious end. And it does seem like, For a team that won 17 straight one-score games, and a team that seemed to get every call whenever they needed it, and any home cooking whenever they needed it, and they needed the playing surface of a Super Bowl to become a huge issue whenever they needed it. To watch Mahomes, basically, he is the offense running, not throwing. And Kelce dropping balls, and Kelce out of sorts, and Kelce contributing to interceptions. I mean, and they can't find offensive linemen, and they've got no explosives on offense, and seemingly have run out of pop passes and run out of jump passes and run out of ideas. It's with a thud. I loved the under last night. I didn't play a side. I'm on the Jags to win the division, so I was kind of hoping Kansas City might have won that one to give a little distance between Jacksonville and Houston for my own wallet. But Houston's a legitimate team, and I've been writing at the Washington Post about this really since about week four. At least two teams were going to make it like out of the South. Like the AFC South was clearly eight weeks into the season. It was better by and large than the AFC North. It was better by and large than the AFC East. And once the Chargers started running out of tackles, it was probably better than the West. And it is. And I don't think the Colts are going, and I didn't think the Colts were going before Daniel Jones got hurt, just based on their schedule and the way the offense was constricted and some of the injuries and deficiencies on defense. But, like, I mean, Houston's defense is truly, truly elite, and it could carry them pretty far.
It's funny because before yesterday's result, like Pittsburgh, Baltimore, for example, it was Tomlin's leaving. He's going to be gone. And now that we got the Ravens result, you hear people say, now Harbaugh's got to be gone. It's got to be him. And then we're talking about the Chiefs, the end of the dynasty. And naturally you think, well, if it's the end of the dynasty, why is Andy Reid staying? But he's made no bones about it. He doesn't plan on leaving. At least it doesn't seem like it. If you go through the league, you already have multiple guys that have been fired. But if you go through the league, it's pretty easy to figure out your 6 to 8 coaches, your 6 to 8 teams that are going to have vacancies. Is there going to be a surprise? Do you think there's going to be one going into the year you thought, oh, there's no way, because we keep talking about some of these bigger names. Maybe they're finally going to stop coaching because they've been there forever.
Well, I think the surprise is going to be McDaniel keeping his job, which looked like no chance at the start of the season, and certainly looked like no chance when they fired Chris Greer, the GM, and it looked like no chance at the trade deadline. But they're locked into Tua. No, it's a $60 million contract fully guaranteed for next year. Nobody's taking it off their hands, and nobody's more enthusiastic about coaching Tua than the guy they're already paying to coach their team. So I think that'll be the upset. Look, I've been reporting for weeks that Pete Carroll, like, this is a one and done. And so will that surprise people when that ultimately happens? I mean, I don't know. I guess it depends who you've been listening to and reading and talking to. But that die has been started to be cast for weeks now. I mean, look, we know there's two teams that have interim coaches that aren't going to keep them. Raheem Morris is not going to keep his job in Atlanta. And I think the situation in Cleveland, like whether they trade Stefanski, whether they just let him go, I think that's another one that's probably coming to a head. And then, yeah, like Baltimore and Pittsburgh, whoever doesn't survive, like I'd be really surprised if Steve Bisciotti, the owner of the Ravens, did anything, because he doesn't do anything and you know, he's only opened his mouth publicly like once in the last 6 years. But like when he did, he said, I'm going to sell the team. I'm not keeping it in the family. And like, you know, that's probably sooner rather than later. Like, I don't think he's launching a head coach search. Like, I think he's got his guy. He just gave him another extension a few months ago. So I don't think that one's happening. I mean, Pittsburgh, if the bottom falls out after this, could he be traded? I mean, possibly, but he's not going to be fired.
Who goes deeper in the playoffs, Denver or New England?
Denver. Yeah, I think Denver. You've got the element of altitude. You've got a different sort of home field advantage. You've got an elite defense. Is it slipping a little bit lately? I mean, part of me thinks so. Part of me also thinks maybe they're a little bored. Maybe they're getting a little cute. But I think Denver. Sean Payton has obviously won a Super Bowl. I think the world of Mike Vrabel, but he hasn't. Denver's a little bit further along in their rebuild. Bo Nix had to deal with some stuff in the playoffs last year. This is going to be a whole new ball of wax for Drake May. So, I've thought all along that Denver, like, I've got tickets to Denver in the championship game from the summer. Like, I thought, like, Denver was very live for me to win that division. And if they win that division and they best Kansas City in the regular season, why couldn't they, with that coach and that defense, be the last team standing in the AFC? New England, I sat back on. I just wanted to watch. Like, let me see what this looks like the first 6-8 weeks. Like, I love Vrabel, but let me see it. And, again, they're way ahead of schedule, but they haven't faced anybody, and they haven't been the hunted, and the playoffs are different. And there's not, like, I like the defense collectively, but there's not enough blue-chip players. There's not enough blue-chip pass rushers for me to think that they could go further than Denver.
Joe O. Sammy P. with Jason LaCanfora. Check out his daily sports betting show, Wanna Bet, the podcast, and, of course, video version. Follow Jason on X at Jason LaCanfora. What were your takeaways from Chicago-Green Bay?
What a game. I mean, just first of all, just a really well-played, super compelling football game. I was really impressed with Chicago, man. I mean, they traded haymakers until, you know, the very end when the defense ran out of gas, and no shame losing the way they lost in Lambeau. People might want to bang on the quarterback for the pick at the end. I mean, I don't know. Like, I kind of felt like he was running for his life a lot in that game. His legs kept them in that game. I think, you know, I know there's people always want to pile on him, but I think he's going to be just fine. I was impressed with the Bears. The Packers are starting to look like who I thought they would be all along. The explosives, the play action explosives in the downfield passing attack had to return. It had to get back to it could be any guy at any time, because that's kind of what they've been, which makes it so hard to handicap their games from a prop standpoint, because especially with Kraft out, it's like, well, who's the main guy? And it could vary from time to time. But Jordan Love bombs away, you know, explosive plays. We hadn't seen that element for quite some time, and it's starting to pop up now the last, I'd say, 3-4 weeks. So I think Green Bay at Lambeau is going to be a real tough out in the postseason.
You know, a lot of people were celebrating when the Colts traded 2 first-rounders for Sauce Gardner, who's now hurt, by the way. But now Daniel Jones is done with an Achilles. Be nice if the Colts had those 2 first-round picks the next couple of
exactly.
years, huh?
Because the biggest – the tell to the rest of the league when they made that trade wasn't so much that they overpaid for Sauce Gardner, because they did, but it was more that they also took themselves out of the quarter. Like, they made their bed with Daniel Jones implicitly by doing what they did. And they were going to tag him. They were going to keep him. Like, it was clear. They felt like they could win big with Daniel Jones. And now, is he going to be ready for week 1 or not? Like, you're not going to have to tag him. Like, what's that market even look like? And, like, really? Are you super sure? But you're not going to have a lot of other options. I have to assume ownership was fully on board with all this, but owners don't fire themselves. So I was talking to a GM this morning, and, like, people have been kind of feeling like, is Chris Ballard just going to have a job for life there? I don't know, man. Like, that's one, and it's unfortunate, and injuries are out of your control, but the quarterback position is the most important position to manage. And when you do all that for a corner who a lot of evaluators feel like is way more good than great, and you're paying him like he's super great, and you're trading for him like you're paying almost a quarterback price to get him, or an elite pass rusher price to get him, and your season starts going downhill when you get him. Yeah, I don't know, guys, but the division is actually not a joke anymore. I think there are major. It begs major questions about their offseason and how they're going to get back to that perch they were sitting on around what is week 10. They're like 8-2, right? And they've got an inside shot to the 1 seed. Oof.
JLC, we've got a pair of 8-4 teams going at it for Monday Night Football. Eagles, the road favorite. Eagles -2 at the Chargers. What do you think?
I like the under. It's gotten lower and lower, but that's kind of where I go here. I can't back either of these sides right now. Both offenses dealing with major offensive line issues that have really constricted the entire scope of the offense. You can run the numbers on the Chargers with Alt and the Chargers without Alt. It's not even the same team. Chargers defense has been really good at home, right? They've allowed 14 or less, like 3 straight at home. The Eagles average 15.5 offensive points per game through the month of November, and I don't know if that's getting all of a sudden a whole lot better here coming off that Black Friday debacle. Harbaugh's perfectly comfortable with Greg Roman, right, managing games, run, even if it's not going anywhere. The quarterback's been hit way too much. And I think the Eagles, like, I think Hurts probably – you look at Josh Allen, how much he's been running. You look at Lamar Jackson running for the first time all season, even though he's been really hurt. I think Hurts goes over his rushing attempts. I like Hurts to throw for a touchdown and run for a touchdown. Get about 2-1 on that. And I think it's an under game. I like the first half under in particular. I played it up to 21.5. I'm not sure it's going to be the most entertaining game in the history of the NFL, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Overs all day yesterday. We've been doing this a long time, guys. When you have days like that, a lot of time the Monday game ends up going the opposite way of the way things were going all week long. And that's where we're at now. 11-2 this week to the over. Maybe get a game played like last night where that was a clear-cut under. Maybe this one goes under the low number as well. Jason LaConfora. Check out WannaBet at Jason LaConfora on X. Thank you, Jason. Best of luck.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Good stuff there. Jason LaConfora. With so much going on with college football today, we shuffled things up a little bit, but we moved our Monday Night Football preview back. Let's get to that. We have not talked about Eagles Chargers. Let's dissect that one. Philly favored by 2. It's a low total of 42. We'll also give you some prop angles on the other side. Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweats on a Monday. This is the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A Monday Night Football preview, Eagles Chargers going at it. We'll get to that coming up in just a second. Monday morning market moves in about 20 minutes on top of the hour. 11 a.m. Eastern, we'll hand out our Monday moons. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, Sam at SB Shoot on X. I'm there at Joe Ostrowski, the show, Bet_Sweats. All right, both teams going at it tonight with an 8-4 record. The Eagles, at the moment are the 3 seed in the NFC playoff picture. The 8-4 Chargers, they are the 6 seed in the AFC playoff picture. The number now sitting at 2. It's danced around a little bit. There's a time this week when it got to 2.5. It did very early. It did hit the 3, but then that came right back down. So it's been sitting right around here, 2, 2.5. The Eagles are the road favorite. We know the Chargers have almost no home field, and this Philadelphia team, even though it's across country, we know going to that warm weather that they're going to have a crowd. They're going to be backed by their faithful Eagles fans. But the big thing here, Sam, is the Eagles are going to be missing some of their best players. Not only are they coming off an embarrassing loss against the Bears, giving up 281 rushing yards. Like, okay, extra rest. They're going to bounce back defensively. But will they? Because they're not going to have Jalen Carter. And as JLC just mentioned, on the offensive line, they're not going to have Lane Johnson. And their record with and without Lane Johnson, it's pretty staggering how bad it gets when he is not on the field. So arguably, your best guy on offense and your best guy on defense, not there for the Eagles, but they're still favored on the road.
You bring up Jalen Carter. I think it was Wednesday, the last show before New York, when I was talking about the Jalen Carter parlay. Georgia money line, Eagles money line. So that's halfway home. I have a couple of those that I would love to see settled the right way tonight. I didn't lay 2, 2.5. I just had Philly to win. The total has come down 43.5 to 42 at BetMGM. Offshores are 41.5. So you've seen some play, no doubt. Shorting offense, betting the under. Understand it. You know, these D lines could have their day on both offensive lines. But I still think Philly's just better. Philly also hasn't played since last Thursday, Friday, when they lost to Chicago somehow. So they've had a couple days to get this together. And I do like Philly in this role, in this unwanted, unsexy, short favorite role. A lot of teams I'd run away from, but Philly in this role has been profitable. And I have no reason to try and buy out of this parlay. The one thing I did think about, though, I love teasing up when totals come down. And what I mean by that is, perfect example yesterday was Pittsburgh. You know, that total came down from 46 to like 43, and you could take the Steelers from 5.5 to 11.5. And there were some people, I'm sure, listening yesterday morning like, oh, how can you tease from 5.5 to 11.5? Well, very easily. I go through 7, 8, 10, and 11. And Pittsburgh won the game outright. But a math guy or a Wong guy or a professional would say, you can't tease through 10. Okay. Why? Why? It was the perfect teaser leg yesterday. So that just goes to show you that, you know, you can be unconventional in this space. Taking the Chargers from 2.5 to 8.5 is probably a good look, and that would create an 8.5-point middle for me.
Yeah, I'm taking a look at the short favorites yesterday, how any of them did. God, why? I still can't believe Indy was favored yesterday in that game. We talked about it all week. Like, I don't understand. They never win there. They're favored. They end up losing outright. Of course, you got the Daniel Jones injury. That was part of it. Miami was a short favorite. Never close. They win and cover easily 34 to 10. What else was short? Minnesota closed -1, and that was 31-0. Wow, the short favorites did great yesterday. You know which one didn't, which ended up not being a short favorite, which I never understood? How about all that steam on the Chiefs? You go to the line right before the game. It's up to 5.5, I think. It's like, what? Mm-hmm. How are we getting here? And then the opposite once that game started going. I'm with you.
Oh, no. I just realized. Uh-oh. Yeah. You know what's going to happen tonight. So what's I just up? Had to check because I forgot how my Chicago media contest did. I feel like I've been here 6 times this season. 2-2 with a Monday night pick.
I know.
I go 2-3 every week in this contest this year. Every week it feels like 2-3. So I am 2-2 with the Eagles as my final pick tonight in the pick 5.
I already told you what happened to me. 3-0 start. Broncos lose because of the Raiders field goal at the end. Mm-hmm. Last pick is this. Am I going 3-0 start and then 3-2 in the end?
Yeah, 100%.
You have with the way this year's gone?
Who do you have?
I have Eagles.
Oh, yeah. Chargers outright. Okay, I'm going to get off that part
later. Oh, no. Ah, oh, you suck. Okay, so what I also did, and I told you at the time I was going to do this, I made sure to follow through with it. In one of the revivals, I'm Still Alive, double pick week, I told you, for you, I'm going Green Bay, Philly. And I did. So that one's pending.
Paul Aspen is 2 points out of first place. Paul Aspen has Eagles minus 2.5 tonight.
We're going to crush it tonight, guys. Yeah, yeah, we're good. We're good. Yes.
If we were in a bar right now watching Bet Sweats and it said Paul A, Eagles, Joe O, Eagles, Sam P, Eagles.
Chargers
what
would
we be doing? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, what are the Chargers to win the Super Bowl right now?
do you think that's going to be when they go to ESPN, they go to the game right before and everybody's got their picks. Is that going to be the case on the pregame show?
No.
Everybody takes Eagles?
No.
No.
No?
No. No. There's so much noise around the Eagles right now. Like
they're on the road. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, the numbers come down towards the Chargers. They're going to be on the – it'll be at least split. It will not be an Eagles clean sweep.
Were they all Chiefs last night?
Didn't see it.
I didn't either. You know what I watched last night? The Diddy documentary. Oh,
dude. Which one? There's been a few.
There's a new one. So 50 Cent put out a new one. I think it was last week.
What's this one on?
Netflix. So it's a four-part documentary. Knocked out half last night. Dude, Diddy's obviously a freak. We all knew that.
Yeah, yeah.
Diddy's tied to like six murders I didn't even know about. I'm watching this documentary. I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah. I mean, you knew about Pac and Biggie. You knew that, you know, there were a lot of links to Diddy there, but there were several other murders or attempted murders where it all leads to Diddy, and then he's found not guilty. And one of his old guys is in the documentary saying, why did I stay with him so long? You either get murdered or arrested or both. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like, 50 did a great job. And I'm not even all the way through yet. I'm only through half of it. I would highly recommend if you're a fan of the 90s hip hop scene, or even if you're not, because 50 Cent is just going all in on Diddy. Like, he bought the rights to the videos. Yeah, he just full on attack while Diddy's in prison, by the way.
And what he did to Cassie. I mean, I saw the last doc. That was what, 3 episodes, I want to say? The last one. I'm forgetting which outlet it was on. That was pretty good, too. But now it sounds like I got to watch this. Off time coming up. a lot of docs that I want to get through.
I got through Bears Packers, and I'm like, do I really? I mean,
I didn't really want to watch it.
In the fourth quarter, I mean, I'm following the game on my phone on the Score app.
Yeah.
And then late in the game, when the Texans finally scored the touchdown to go up 17-10, I'm like, all right, well, I will bust out the game on my phone. I'll watch it on YouTube TV. But I was peeled to the Diddy doc. I think it's called Sean Combs, The Reckoning. Yeah, that's it. Sean Combs, The Reckoning, executive producer, Curtis 50 Cent Jackson.
Awesome. Dude, that guy has made so – there's no doubt he's made more money since he stopped rapping, right? Like, all his business ventures? Like, he kills it, dude.
Could be. Yeah. Is he still – didn't he cash out big on vitamin water?
Yes, that's what I was referencing. Yes.
He was one of the first guys in. He got $100 million from vitamin water deal. That's what it says. Good for him.
Insane. Dude, I gotta talk to him.
But he gets all of Diddy's old friends that used to be friends that Diddy screwed over, and they all sing like birds. And we haven't heard yet from Bieber. I don't know if we're gonna hear from Bieber or Usher or any of the other young kids that he brought in. And I mean, look at Justin Bieber right now. Good grief, the kid's warped. The poor kid. Who knows what he's been through? But yeah, I mean, through the first two. Yeah. There are at least three of Diddy's old confidants that are all like, yeah, he's a piece of garbage. and he stole all this money from me, and yada, yada, yada.
Did he have any of the girls from Danny DeCane on from making
the band? He had, the blonde.
Yes. Can't remember Aubrey? Her name. Aubrey
yep.
O'Day?
Yep. 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 Exactly. She's in there.
Oh.
Yeah, they're all in there. 50 found everybody, and they're all like, tweet, 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 tweet. They're all yes. upset. Couldn't back in the day, if you betrayed Diddy, your career was over. But now it's been.
But now everybody's
years.
Against him. Now everybody's
nobody
against
cares.
Him. So yeah,
nobody
you're not
cares
gonna get
anymore.
In trouble. Yeah.
It's good. I would put it on the list for sure.
You watch the whole thing?
I watched, so it's about an hour, 55 to an hour per episode, and I believe there are four. I'm halfway through.
Oh, I'm in. I'm looking forward to it. Eagles Chargers, we're all on the Eagles, by the way. I'm sure we'll talk about it yesterday, depending what the result is tonight. This Chargers upcoming schedule, I mentioned them a few weeks ago about missing the playoffs. They're still plus 164 to miss. They've got KC on the road, Dallas on the road, Houston, and Denver. That's not fun. Philly, KC, Dallas, Houston, Denver the rest of the way.
What are you going to do with
face
that?
Houston. I think the Eagles lose this one, and then, the Eagles win this one, and then you got a loss there. Is KC going to just kind of melt away, or are they going to fight here? They're going
They'll
to Arrowhead
fight.
Next week.
They'll fight, but I can't get there on them to make. I understand the math.
No, I'm saying Chargers.
Oh,
I'm
Chargers!
Chargers
you meant,
winning or losing?
You meant, well, I heard you say the Chiefs going to fight though.
Yeah, in that game.
Let's see. Chargers to make the playoffs are off the board at MGM. I see minus 200. Yes, and I would not lay minus 200 on the Bolts to make.
No way. No way. Mm-mm. And when that O line goes against the Texans in Week 17, oh boy. Herbert, watch out. Hope you come out of that one alive. Doubt Denver's playing for anything in the last week, so maybe that one. But I think Chargers could easily miss, is my point. Because we're the three they're going to win, right? That's the idea that we're saying. You got to win 11 probably in that conference. Where's the three? I don't see it. At Dallas is tough.
The Chiefs. Back to the Chiefs for a second. The Chiefs have a win total right now of 9.5. If you would have told somebody that the Chiefs would have a December 8th win total of 9.5, what would you even say? Oh, is Mahomes hurt, right? Is the entire defense hurt? Is Andy Reid in the hospital? What would you have said? No, actually, they're pretty healthy. relatively speaking, they're as healthy as they've been in a long time. They're just not a good football team right now. That's the win total. 9.5, under minus 200, under minus 250 at multiple books.
How are they getting over that number? They got a sweep.
They're not.
I'm not betting on that. I'm not betting on that to sweep. Dude, I kept seeing these tweets pop up. What was going on with Mercer? People are mad about Mercer. Seriously?
Oh, yeah. They got a million tweets. Yeah. Yeah, well, Matoy liked Mercer, and I bet Mercer, and I talked about Mercer on this show. Yeah, and they lost 47-0. It was awesome.
Yeah, that happens. Does it matter?
Apparently not.
You lose
apparently
fairly?
Not.
And it's
well,
Mercer.
You know what I've always said. If you give somebody Alabama, fine. They can get there by themselves. You tell somebody to bet Mercer.
That's
like
a double 47-0.
Yeah, even
they
though
didn't
it's
know
not.
The players. Yeah,
dude, these people. Yeah. And Fox wants us to get more involved with social media and get into the comment section. And I'm like, the comment section is going to turn me into a lunatic. It's going to turn me insane. But hop on in there. Get on after it.
No.
Get in there and mix it up with the gambling internet comments.
Yeah. There's a reason, our last guest at the top of the hour, Jason Lockenfora, he's like, yeah, I mute every comment. I don't see any of them, so it doesn't really matter. There's a reason. Oh, Joe O, Sammy P. All right, let's do Monday Moons on the other side. Let's be positive. BetSweats, BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Monday morning market moves over to college and maybe NFL if we could squeeze those in. But Sam, let's hit up the let's do college football playoff. We do have Army Navy. We've got all week to talk about Army Navy and the Army Navy under. We can get to that coming up. But let's talk about these numbers we have on the four playoff games. Remember, these are on campus games this first round. And guess what? The SEC has a whole bunch of home games. And the numbers certainly reflect it. What do you have for these playoff games, first round?
Before we do that, I would just like to point out that Indiana didn't lose a single football game this year. Can we do that here, or would you like to save that? Am I ruining a surprise or something like that?
We can still do it. I have it as a moon, but...
Oh, okay. You know, fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough.
We can still do it.
No. If you have something planned, that's fine. You know, you and I don't go over the show. Some shows, I think, want to talk everything out beforehand. Okay.
Yes.
We'll leave
I'm
it
at type
that.
Out what There's I'm going to say. I'm going to read it. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Let's go full circle a little bit. We'll get a little nostalgia. Joe, do you remember the early days of this show, the 6 a.m. production calls? Some dumbass producer wanted to have. Who was that? But in my defense, Joe G, Hawk, and you, like, it was good to do. I think we did him through the Super Bowl. And then I was like, all right, can we be done with these, please? But
nobody wanted to do them. Nobody. So it's like, it gets to the point, why are we doing them?
We kind of needed to. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I guess.
You
yeah.
had them you up at 6 a.m. Chicago time on a call?
I was up at 6 a.m. Yeah, because I cared, Sam. Dumb me. Friggin' moron. But like Hawk was driving to like school with her toddler. Joe G was like somewhere making breakfast for his family. Joe was Joe. No, he was obviously running around doing kids stuff for his family as well. So I'm sure I was like public enemy number one, but lesson as always.
Was Jake at these meetings at 6 a.m.?
No.
Yes. Yes, he was.
Was he?
He's on the call. Yeah.
No, he wasn't.
No, I wasn't.
No, he wasn't. No.
I don't even
sure wasn't.
Jake was on the CTA. We would have never heard a thing. All we would hear were,
are you sure they weren't? Are you sure they weren't 7 Central? They were 6? I thought it was like an hour before.
It was an hour before. Oh, that's...
Okay. Yeah, that's... Wait.
I don't know. Joe,
Paul has been fun with time zones once again. Right. We haven't done this one in a while. Time.
Like, what are we doing?
It was kind of weird because there were things that needed to be said that people were scared to say on those calls too. And it's like, I'm not doing this at this hour in the morning. Like, yeah.
So, final answer, 6 a.m. Pacific. No. Now I'm confused. Mm. I just Paul Aspen myself.
Mountain.
Yeah.
Mountain. Yeah.
Well, the show is 9 Eastern. The show is 9 Eastern. So the meeting would have been 7 Central.
No, and 5 7 Pacific. Eastern. It would have been 7 Eastern. God. Yeah.
No, you're wrong.
There's
again.
No way we did no the way. Call 2 hours before the show.
What is happening right now?
We might have, Joe. I don't know. I got to go back and look at my, Verizon, T-Mobile, no, whatever.
We really
call log.
There are a lot of times. Yeah. Yeah.
This show. You know what else was fun since we're going down memory lane and this was my decision?
What shows have meetings, by the way? Pulling people behind the curtains. You know what shows have meetings? Daily meetings? Bad shows. I'm kind of saying.
Are you saying it was a bad show?
You're concerned, right? Otherwise, you're not having the meetings. It isn't necessary.
Well, Joe, I mean, if we want to go through the chapters of BetQL Daily and BetSweats, as far as concerns and the amount of calls I had to have at certain points, this was a brand new show. Let's try and get everyone on the same page. And again, like to be hand up, I came from a TV background. So I was trying to like get on the same, like you and Joe G were radio guys. Hawk was more of a TV background as well. And getting everyone kind of on the same page. I was going to say I would do it again. I don't know that I'd go back and necessarily change anything. Cause otherwise I've been like, all right, roll out the ball and see what happens. With
kind of what you
people.
Have to do.
Eventually. You had to get
but that's how you've up. Always sort of handled this show. You've just kind of thrown the ball up and let us go.
Well, right. Yeah, it's a little different years in and like
took
you guys
Paul
have,
a while to get
have,
there.
Yeah. Have a rapport and everything else. But
yes. I will say the worst version of the show was before Paul though.
Really? Wow. I'm surprised thank you. I guess.
Put that
but
on
I'm
the
surprised.
Put
I thought
on
there
LinkedIn,
was a close
Paul.
Second.
Yeah. Put that on LinkedIn.
Paul did not produce the worst version of the show, only the version that got canceled. Yes.
Yeah. You produced the best version. Eli Hershkovich can also put it on LinkedIn, too.
Eli was producing. Who was hosting?
It's just a bad combination.
Who wasn't one, is a better question.
That's one. True, but Ross Tucker.
Oh.
No. Him and Eli did not get along. And they fought every day.
Noted gambler,
on air,
Ross Tucker.
On air, off the air. And it was a thing. How do we get here?
Me. Good producing. I also, just last thing I'll say, I also miss waking up at 4 a.m. in Phoenix to like do shows for the Super Bowl.
Paul Joe was so excited open. To bring this up. He slid his mic. Yep. Into the camera, like just now. He's like, and another thing. We pull this a little bit closer.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's fine.
As you were. Yeah.
9.5. 9.5. Sam, college football playoff numbers, or is there something else that you wanted to hit on?
I think Miami's going to beat Florida, or beat Texas A&M, sorry. I don't know why I said Florida. This was a follow-up on Mike Shope on Friday, asking if Montana was in New York, because he was trying to make a parlay of FCS bets, and he goes, is Montana, is that in New York? I think he was half kidding, but it was very funny. So all this talk about Miami, should they be in, should they not? I like them. I think this game should be – I have a true number of 2.5 on the game. So now that I can take 4.5 at a couple books. Now, MGM's 3.5, but you could find 4 and 4.5 in the market. I would take the points with Miami. I also – I'm sorry, and I've been hearing a lot of shut up, crybaby, shut up, bitch about Tulane in the last 24 hours. I mean – Tulane's going to get smoked, right? Are they really going to hang against Ole Miss? Okay, because Tulane people are telling me that, you know, Tulane's going to cover and keep it close, and I kind of just want to fade them.
We saw this game. That's the other thing. We have 4 first-round matchups, and 2 of them are rematches. Ole Miss won on September 20th, 45-10. Thank you for giving us this game again. Thank you so much. I'm really looking forward to it. 45-10. Ole Miss had 548 yards in that game. The 280.
Yeah, Lane's not worth that much. Oh, Lane's gone? Oh, he brought some coaches with him? Okay, so it's going to be 35-10 now. Or 35-17. Right. I would never bet Tulane in this spot.
The Friday game, December 19th, Friday night, is Alabama-Oklahoma. That game is going to draw numbers, no doubt about that. Bama the favorite. Now, Oklahoma opened the favorite at spots, right?
It depended on where you were looking. One book opened Bama 1.5. Another one opened Oklahoma 1.5. So
okay.
Bama is – I mean, it's still kind of all over the place. Pinnacle and Chris have Oklahoma -1. There are pick'ems, and there are also at the domestic books, the BetMGMs, DraftKings, FanDuels, it's Alabama -1.5. So you could bet 3 different numbers at this point.
I get why they've made Alabama the favorite. It feels like they've settled more of that way. But Oklahoma won 23-21. Alabama outgained them by about 200 yards, and this was a turnover game. But do I want to lay anything with Alabama on the road in a playoff game the way that their offense has been trending for quite some time? I'm not talking about a game or two. We've been talking about this for a number of weeks. It's been a while here with Alabama, and they look so bad with, you know, the thinking was, is their season on the line? Maybe. And they were non-competitive in the SEC championship in their third loss. So I get it. That's what's always going to happen, Sam, when you have one team. Okay, turnovers are on one side, and then the losing side of the game, they outgain the opponent by a couple hundred yards. Next time they play, people are going to flip. They're going to go on the losing side and bank on those turnovers not happening again. I understand why some of those books made that move. That makes sense to me. I get it. But I just have a tough time laying any sort of a point spread with Alabama on the road in the spot.
-3 rushing yards against Georgia. And now you got to face Oklahoma and that run defense. So, look, Bama has not gotten better. They just have not in the last month. Nope. I think Bama has kind of gone the other way. But as we know, the SEC, ESPN, Alabama. Like, if you don't understand that triangle, you just never will. I mean, the first voice we heard during the playoff show that wasn't a host was Nick Saban in an Alabama red sports coat. That's what we did yesterday. That's how we watched. Let's go to our first guest. Let's go to former Alabama coach Nick Saban. Like, what are we doing? The third game on Saturday that we have not talked about, we talked about Miami. I like Miami. We kind of lean to Ole Miss. Schwartz and company think Oregon is going to name its score against James Madison. He says that they will not be caught. Oregon will just run and run and run, and the speed will be too much. You agree?
Has Schwartz ever picked against Oregon?
No, he doesn't pick against Oregon. He just doesn't pick the game.
He won't say it. Yeah.
Like Oregon.
Yeah, he'll just. Right. Yeah, probably. First blush, I like Oklahoma. Obviously, Oregon and Ole Miss advance, but Oregon to cover. I'm with you on Miami. We've been waiting for this spot, right, to pick on Texas A&M. And we were most likely going to do it no matter who the opponent was. But Oklahoma, Indiana. Woo! That's going to be fun, Gerch. All right. Monday Moons is next, I promise. This is BetSwitz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.